This is episode 678 of the AWS podcast, released on July 29th, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AWS podcast. Somlesh here with you. Great to have you back. And I'm joined by Shruti Kopakar. G'day, Shruti. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well and excited to get through all these updates.
We have lots to talk about. We are down one host. Jillian was unavailable today, but this is why we have the three host AZ design. So we have enough hosts at any given time. So let's talk about the AWS Marketplace. We're excited to announce the introduction of a GitHub library that will host the schemas for the details document used in the start change set, describe change set, and describe entity APIs in the catalog API or CAPI. Basically, this new feature aims to simplify the integration process for developers who are working with the catalog API, so life will be a little bit easier. There is also simplified service terms for AWS Marketplace sellers with an easy one-click experience, and we have removed the need for AWS partners to review and accept a separate set of terms. So again, trying to make things easier.
Awesome. Next up, we have a few updates under analytics. Amazon QuickSight improves controls performance to make most controls immediately accessible. Amazon QuickSight announces an increase in the table size limit for joining Spice datasets from 1 gigabytes to 20 gigabytes. So that's a 20x increase. AWS Glue Data Catalog now supports generating column-level aggregated statistics for Apache Iceberg's tables. AWS Glue Studio now offers a no-code data preparation authoring experience. So Glue Studio Visual ETL is announcing general availability of data preparation authoring, which is this no-code data preparation experience for business users and data analysts with a spreadsheet-style UI that runs data integration jobs at scale. This is all on AWS Glue for Spark. And with this new experience, you can choose from hundreds of pre-built transformations to automate data preparation tasks, all without writing any code. Now, business and data analysts can define the data transformation and output really easily. And data engineers can use Glue Studio Visual Flow-based view to define connections to the data and set the ordering of the data flow process. Together, they can build data integration jobs to clean and transform data and prepare it for analytics and machine learning. This feature is available in all commercial AWS regions where AWS Glue Data Brew is available. AWS announces a new smart caching feature for indexing Amazon OpenSearch serverless. This innovative caching mechanism automatically fetches and intelligently manages data, leading to faster data retrieval, efficient storage usage, and cost savings. Now, prior to this feature, the OpenSearch compute units, or OCUs, consumed by indexing was predominantly determined by the size of the workload. This new caching feature optimizes data management on the indexing compute by keeping only the most recently or frequently used data readily available in the cache. So instead of basing the compute unit consumption primarily on the total data size, the new caching feature ensures that cost is determined by the rate of data ingestion, and thereby saving customers on that use. Amazon OpenSearch service has added support for AI-powered natural language query generation in OpenSearch dashboard's Log Explorer. With natural language query generation, you can accelerate analysis by asking log exploration questions in plain English, which are then automatically translated to the relevant piped processing language or PPL queries and executed to fetch the requested data. Amazon OpenSearch serverless now supports workloads up to 30 terabytes of data for time series collections. Next up, we have just a couple of updates in application integration. Amazon EventBridge Schema Registry now supports AWS Private Link, allowing you to access the registry from within your Amazon Virtual Private Cloud without traversing the public internet. With this launch, you can leverage EventBridge schema registry features from a private subnet without the need to deploy an internet gateway, configure firewall rules, or set up proxy servers. You can now create Apache Airflow version 2.9 environments on Amazon managed workflows for Apache Airflow.
Let's talk about artificial intelligence, and my goodness, do we have a lot to cover. So let's get into it because I'm pretty sure there'll be something for everyone here. Firstly, we're happy to announce the AWS App Studio in preview. This is a generative artificial intelligence powered service that uses natural language to create enterprise-grade applications. It's now in preview. App Studio opens up application development to technical professionals without software development skills. So people like IT project managers, data engineers, and enterprise architects, empowering them to quickly build business applications, eliminating the need for operational expertise. So this allows users to focus on building applications that help solve business problems and increase productivity in their roles, while removing the heavy lifting of building and running applications. So App Studio is the fastest and easiest way to get up and running, building things that you used to have to get a developer to do, particularly some of those nifty little applications. App Studio's generative AI-powered assistant accelerates the app creation process. To get started, builders can write a basic prompt describing the application they want. App Studio will generate an outline to verify the user's intent and then build an application with a multi-page UI, a data model, and business logic. Builders can then ask clarifying questions and App Studio will give detailed answers on how to make the change using a point-and-click interface. The user can also easily connect their application to internal data sources using built-in connectors for AWS, so things like Amazon Aurora, DynamoDB, and S3, and Salesforce, along with hundreds of third-party services like HubSpot, Twilio, and Zendesk using an API connector. With App Studio, users do not have to think about the underlying code at all. App Studio handles all the deployment, the operations, and the maintenance. Now, it's free to build with App Studio, and customers only pay for the time employees spend using the published applications, which means you can save up to 80% compared to traditional low-code offerings. Chatting about your AWS resources is now generally available for Amazon Q Developer. So with this capability, you can use natural language prompts to list resources in your AWS account, get specific resource details, and ask about related questions as well. So for example, you can jump in and say, list my S3 buckets or show my running instances in US East 1, that sort of stuff. We're also happy to announce the IDE Workspace Context Awareness in Amazon Q Developer Chat. So you can now use the at workspace command in your chat message and ask questions about the code in the project that you currently have open in the IDE. So you can say things like, at workspace, what does this code base do? Or how does at workspace implement authentication and authorization? So some interesting questions. I haven't yet asked the question of at workspace, what was this person thinking when they wrote this, but I must give it a try. You can now also customize Amazon Q developer code recommendations and receive chat responses in the IDE in preview. So this allows you to securely connect Amazon Q developer into your private code bases and generate more precise suggestions by including your organization's internal APIs, libraries, classes, methods, and best practices. So this can help you understand a bit more about your, I guess, idiomatic approach in the organization you're building for. AWS IAM Identity Center adds independent 90-day session duration for Amazon Q Developer, so you can now last longer, anything from 15 minutes up to 90 days. And Amazon Q Developer is also now available in SageMaker Studio, so you can now get generative AI assistance powered by Q Developer right in your JupyterLab integrated developer environment. We're also happy to announce the general availability of Amazon Q Apps. This is an Amazon Q business capability that's been in public preview since April 2024. Now, Amazon Q Apps empowers organizational users to quickly turn their ideas into apps, all in a single step in their conversation with Amazon Q Business, or by describing the app that they want to build in their own words. With Amazon Q Apps, users can effortlessly build, share, and customize apps on enterprise data to streamline tasks and boost individual and team productivity. Users can also publish apps to the admin managed library and share them with coworkers. And Amazon Q Apps inherit user permissions, access controls, and enterprise guardrails from Amazon Q Business for secure sharing and adherence to governance policies. So this is a really useful and interesting way to build new applications from within Amazon Q. Amazon Q has also introduced support for scanned PDFs and embedded images in PDF documents. Now, Amazon Q Business is a fully managed generative AI powered assistant for employee productivity, and it lets you do lots of different stuff. And now you can use lots of different documents for different stuff as well. Now, prior to this release, you had to do some pre-processing. Now you don't have to. You can just feed your documents straight into QBusiness and it'll do magical stuff. Amazon QBusiness also now provides responses that are personalized to users. So these are automatically enabled and will use your enterprise's employee profile data to improve user experience. No additional setup needed. Q receives employee profile information from your organization's identity provider that you've connected to AWS IAM Identity Center. You can now productionize fine-tuned foundation models from SageMaker Canvas. So you can now deploy them to those real-time endpoints, which means you can go from experimentation to implementation very quickly. Guardrails for Amazon Bedrock can now detect hallucinations and safeguard apps using any foundation model. So, you know, customers often rely on foundation models to generate grounded and credible responses, but sometimes they can conflate multiple pieces of information or produce incorrect or new information. With contextual grounding checks, guardrails can now detect hallucinations in model responses for RAG and conversational applications. And in addition to support the choice of safeguarding applications using different foundation models, you can now use the Apply Guardrail API to evaluate user inputs and model responses for any custom and third-party foundation model, in addition to those already supported in Amazon Bedrock. This is an interesting one. Agents for Amazon Bedrock now support code interpretation. This is in preview. And essentially, code interpretation allows agents to dynamically generate and execute code snippets within a secure sandboxed environment, which extends the capability of agents for complex use cases like data analysis, data visualization, and optimization problems. So you can imagine how you can start to build really interesting things, given that the agent can now generate code for and on your behalf. And agents for Amazon Bedrock now retain memory. This is also in preview, so they can retain it across multiple interactions over time. By retaining memory, AI assistants remember historical knowledge and learn from user interactions over time. So, for example, if a user is booking a flight, the application can remember the user's travel preferences for future bookings. So this is really useful to make life a bit nicer. Knowledge Bases for Amazon Bedrock now supports advanced RAG capability. So this is retrieval augmented generation. So this allows you to connect foundation models to internal company data sources to deliver relevant and accurate responses. Now, chunking allows processing of long documents by breaking them into smaller chunks and enabling accurate knowledge retrieval for a user's question. So now we are launching advanced chunking options. So first is custom chunking, where these customers can write their own chunking code as a Lambda function and even use off-the-shelf components from frameworks like LangChain and Llama Index. Additionally, we're launching built-in chunking options such as semantic and hierarchical chunking. Additionally, customers can enable smart parsing to extract information from more complex data like tables. A whole bunch of other improvements here as well. Speaking of knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock now supports additional data sources in preview. So we're launching a new feature that lets you securely ingest data from various sources, including the web source for to index public web pages. And there are also now Atlassian Confluence, Microsoft SharePoint, and Salesforce, plus others. This makes it really easy to get data in. Amazon Bedrock prompt management and prompt flows are now available in preview. Now, this is a really interesting one as well. This really is about simplifying the creation, evaluation, versioning, and sharing of prompts to help developers and prompt engineers get the best responses from foundation models for the use case. Developers can use the prompt builder to experiment with multiple foundation models, model configurations, and prompt messages. They can test and compare prompts in place using the prompt builder without the need of any deployment. That's a big win. And to share the prompt for use in downstream applications, they can simply create a version and make an API call to retrieve the prompt. In addition, Bedrock Prompt Flows accelerates the creation, testing, and deployment of workflows through an intuitive builder. The developers can use the visual builder to drag and drop different components like prompt, knowledge bases, and Lambda functions to automate a workflow. I'm getting into that one because that sounds like it's going to solve some problems that I have in terms of making sure my prompts are good. Fine-tuning for Anthropic's Claude 3 Haiku in Amazon Bedrock is available in preview. So this allows you to help it excel in areas crucial to your business compared to more generalized models. We are announcing the playlist page for Party Rock. So this allows you to create a playlist of Party Rock apps curated by you, and you can share it with other people. And Amazon SageMaker has introduced a new generative AI inference optimization capability that can get you up to 2 times higher throughput while reducing costs by up to 50% for generative AI models like Llama 3, Mistral, and Mixtral models. So for example, with a Llama 3 70 billion model, you can achieve up to 2,400 tokens per second on an MLP5 48X large instance versus 1,200 tokens per second previously without any optimization. That's nice. So we take advantage here of the latest model optimization techniques, things like speculative decoding, quantization and compilation, and a whole bunch of other heavy lifting. AWS Neuron has introduced flash attention kernel enabling high performance and large sequence length. So this is Neuron 2.19, and this is the SDK for AWS Inferentia and Trainium based instances, which are purpose built for generative AI. And Neuron integrates with popular ML frameworks like PyTorch. It includes a compiler, runtime, tools, and libraries to support high performance training of AI models on TRN1 and Inf2 instances. So this release adds new features around performance for both training and inference. We're also happy to announce the expanded DICOM web retrievals with AWS Health Imaging. So this allows you to retrieve medical imaging metadata and image frames. And this gives customers greater flexibility on how they access data stored on health imaging and expanded interoperability with legacy applications.
Wow, those were a lot of updates.
It was a lot.
Yes, our team has been working hard. But it's not just AI. We've been working hard in other parts of our technology and business as well. So moving on to compute and updates under compute. AWS Lambda now supports SnapStart for Java functions that use the ARM64 architecture. SnapStart for Java delivers up to 10x faster function startup performance at no extra cost, enabling you to build highly responsive and scalable Java applications using AWS Lambda without having to provision resources or implement complex performance optimizations. This launch expands SnapStart's performance benefits to functions running on the ARM64 architecture, which enables up to 34% better price performance as compared to x86. Amazon ECS, or our Amazon Elastic Container Service, now enforces software version consistency for your containerized applications, helping you ensure all tasks in your application are identical and that all code changes go through the safeguards defined in your deployment pipeline. Amazon ECS now resolves container image tags to the image digest when you deploy an update to your Amazon ECS service and enforces that all tasks in the service are identical and launch with this image digest. This means even if you use a mutable image tag like latest in your task definition and your service scales out after the deployment, the corrected image, which was used when deploying the service, is the one that will be used for launching new tasks. AWS announces the general availability of multi-node parallel jobs in AWS Batch on Amazon Elastic Kubernetes Service, or Amazon EKS. Amazon ECS now provides enhanced stop task error messages for easier troubleshooting. And last but not the least, AWS announces the general availability of Amazon EC2 R8G instances. These instances are powered by our latest AWS Graviton 4 processors and deliver up to 30% better performance compared to the Graviton 3-based instances. R8G instances are ideal for memory-intensive workloads such as databases, in-memory caches, and real-time big data analytics. These are, of course, built on the AWS Nitro system, which offloads CPU virtualization, storage, and networking functions to dedicated hardware and software so as to deliver higher performance and maximize security for your workloads. R8G instances are available in 12 different instance sizes, including two bare metal sizes, and they are available in North Virginia, Ohio, Oregon, and Frankfurt regions. Next up, we have a couple of updates under customer engagement. Amazon Connect launches Search API for hierarchy groups. Amazon Connect launches Search API for agent status.
Gotta love an API. Let's talk about databases. AWS announces the general availability of vector search for Amazon MemoryDB. Now, Amazon MemoryDB is an in-memory database with multi-AZ durability, and the vector search capability is now generally available. This lets you store, index, retrieve, and search vectors, kind of important right now, and this actually delivers the fastest vector search performance at the highest recall rates amongst popular vector databases on AWS. In fact, vector search for MemoryDB supports storing millions of vectors with single-digit millisecond query and update latencies at the highest levels of throughput with over 99% recall. You can generate vector embeddings using AI/ML services like Amazon Bedrock and Amazon SageMaker and store them within MemoryDB. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now supports password policies for SQL Server logins. And there is a new open-sourced advanced MySQL ODBC driver available for Amazon Aurora and RDS. This driver provides support for faster switchover and failover times and authentication with AWS Secrets Manager or IAM. So get onto that. Amazon RDS for MariaDB supports long-term support version 11.4 in Amazon RDS database preview environment. Remember, this is a great environment to test and pre-test what you're going to be doing before you actually move to that particular version. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now supports minor version 2019 CU27, my regular reminder, patch your stuff. RDS Performance Insights provides support for AWS Private Link and IPv6, so now you can get all your data without going over the public internet, and you can also use IPv6 if you need to. And this one is especially cool. We're announcing Valkey Glide, which is an open source client library for Valkey and Redis open source. So this is the Valkey general language independent driver for the enterprise, easier said as Glide. And it is, as I mentioned, an open source Valkey client library. Now, Valkey is an open source key value data store that supports a variety of workloads like caching and message queues. And Valkey Glide is one of the official client libraries for Valkey, and it supports all Valkey commands. Glide supports Valkey 7.2 and above, and Redis open source 6.2 and 7.0 and 7.2. Application programmers can use Glide to safely and reliably connect their applications to services that are Valkey and Redis OSS compatible. Now, Glide is designed for reliability, optimized performance, and high availability. It's supported by AWS, and it's pre-configured with best practices learnt from over a decade of operating Redis OSS-compatible services used by thousands of customers. To help ensure consistency in application development and operations, Glide is implemented using a core driver framework written in Rust with language-specific extensions. This design ensures consistency in features across languages and reduces overall complexity. In this release, Glide is available for Java and Python with support for additional languages actively under development. Valkey Glide is open source, permissively licensed using an Apache 2.0 license and can be used with any of those compatible distributions.
Next up, we have just one update under developer tools. Amazon Coreto, which is a no-cost, multi-platform, production-ready distribution of OpenJDK, added several updates. So Amazon Coreto 22.0.2, 21.0.4, 17.0.12, 11.0.24, and 8U422, as well as quarterly security and critical updates for the long-term supported and feature versions of OpenJDK are now available. And we have a few updates under management and governance. AWS Control Tower Customization Framework's Account Factory for Terraform, or AFT, and customizations for AWS Control Tower, CFCT, are available in additional regions. AFT and CFCT are now available in 5 additional commercial AWS regions, including Hyderabad, Jakarta, Osaka, Tel Aviv, and in the Middle East in the United Arab Emirates. They are also available in the AWS GovCloud or US East region. Customers in these home regions can now deploy customizations in their accounts using the AFT and CFCT frameworks. AWS License Manager now integrates with Red Hat Subscription Manager to provide greater insight into the use of Red Hat Enterprise Linux on Amazon EC2. AWS Cloud Control API now allows customers to use Internet Protocol version 6 or IPv6 addresses for their new and existing service endpoints.
One quick update in the topic of media services. You can now disable individual outputs on an AWS Elemental Media Connect flow, temporarily stopping them from transmitting data. This makes it easier to manage content sharing by allowing you to suspend and restart distribution of live video to a single destination without having to delete and then reconfigure output settings or flows.
Few updates under security, identity, and compliance. AWS Artifact now supports enhanced search capability for reports that allow you to quickly find the compliance reports you need. You can now perform targeted searches for reports based on individual columns, including report title, category, series, description, so on and so forth. This empowers you to easily locate specific reports. For example, if you need to find all system and organization controls reports, you can search the title column using the contains operator and use the term SOC or system and organization controls. This new column-specific search helps you narrow down your results and save time. AWS Identity and Access Management has added improvements that simplify how customers manage OpenID Connect identity providers in their AWS accounts. These improvements include increased availability when handling federated user logins through existing IDPs and a streamlined process for provisioning new OIDC IDPs. AWS Secrets Manager announces open source release of Secrets Manager Agent. AWS Security Hub launches 24 new security controls. AWS Private Certificate Authority announces support for ARM architecture in Kubernetes.
So finally today, let's talk storage. AWS Backup now supports Amazon Elastic Block Store, EBS Snapshots Archive in backup policies. So you can now use your organization's management account to set up a EBS Snapshots archival policy across accounts. We're also happy to announce the next generation of Amazon FSx for NetApp ONTAP file systems. So this provides higher scalability and enhanced flexibility compared to previous generations file systems. Previous generation file systems consisted of a single highly available pair of file servers with up to 4 gigabits per second of throughput. Next gen file systems can be created or expanded with up to 12 HA pairs, allowing you to scale up to 72 gigabytes per second of total throughputs, or up to 6 gigabits per second per pair, giving you the flexibility and scale to meet your most demanding workloads. With next-gen FSx for ONTAP file systems, a single HA pair can now deliver up to 6 gigabits per second of throughput, providing workloads running on a single HA pair even more room to grow. But if you need to grow even more, now you can. Amazon FSx for NetApp ONTAP also now supports NVMe over TCP for simpler, lower latency shared block storage. So you can accelerate your block storage workloads like databases and virtual desktops with lower latency compared to traditional iSCSI block storage. And it also simplifies your multipath IO configurations. And Amazon FSx for NetApp ONTAP also now allows you to read data during backup restores. So this allows you to improve your recovery time objectives by up to 17 times for read-only workloads that rely on backup restores for business continuity. So things like media streaming and compliance verification. Amazon FSx for OpenZFX introduces a highly available single AZ deployment option. This is useful use cases like data analytics, machine learning, semiconductor chip design that can benefit from high availability but do not require multi-zone resiliency. Single AZ HA file systems provide a lower latency and lower cost storage option than the multi-AZ file systems for those use cases while offering the same data management capabilities and features. And finally, Amazon S3 Express OneZone now supports logging of all events in AWS CloudTrail, which is nice. My goodness, there was a lot there today, Shruti. Lots.
Definitely. What was your favorite update, Simon?
I think, look, there are a few, but I think I'm going to have to get my hands on the prompt management sort of capability. That workflow, I think, is becoming important because at the moment, my prompts are great big strings in my Python files, and I think this could be a better way. So I'll check for myself. What about yourself?
I think I'm really excited about the Graviton4-powered RNG. Yeah. We started Graviton journey in 2018 and we are on to the fourth generation already. And I know that we've already, since we previewed them at reInvent last year, we've already heard such great customer feedback. SAP has seen like 25 to 40% performance increase. Epic Games is, you know, they've said it's the fastest EC2 instance they have ever tested.
Wow.
So yeah, I think I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rocket ship. If your architecture suits it or can be made to suit that platform, then that chip's going to do good things for you, both in terms of speed, price performance, and also carbon usage as well. So it's kind of a win all round if you can fit that into your estate.
Absolutely.
So Shruti, how do folks reach out to you?
Shruti Koperkar on LinkedIn or on X or Twitter.
Fantastic. And I go old school, AWS podcast at amazon.com is the place to do it. And until next time, keep on building.